Second verse, same as the first. So we put our hands on our heart. And simply be. And this time, do it with eyes open if you've been sitting with your eyes closed. That was 3 full minutes. So we want to see for ourselves the variety of techniques that we can use on and off the cushion. And we want to, through variety, be able to bring to any moment a technique so that off the cushion, where most of our day is, we can support awareness and compassion. We can support empathy, patience, loving kindness, and so forth. We could do this hand on the heart when we were waiting for the hot water kettle to boil. Well, it takes about a minute. We could have our hand on our heart if we can, manage driving with one hand safely for a minute or two. And then we have all the other methods that we use, all the other techniques. We have snapping the finger. We have long, slow, deep breath. We have smile. We have sit up, sit straight. Even if you're going to be at the computer or maybe you're settling down to watch something. You're watching the birds, even, right? Not something on a screen. Sit up well. All these things support our inner presence to be present. Otherwise, what we have is sloppiness in our posture, sloppiness in our mind. We have habits of consciousness just going along, and we're not present. So we take a long, slow, deep breath in the spaciousness that has been created by a hand on the heart. But we don't have to put our hand on the heart right now. If you want to, you can. But we can take a long, slow, deep breath, sit well, eyes open. Keep your eyes open for a while. And presence becomes forefront. Because presence is what we are. Scattered, chasing, running, worried, doubtful, joyous one minute, upset the next. That's not what we are at essence. That's all reaction. It's not what we are at essence. What we are at essence is this spacious presence, empathetic, at peace, therefore calm, patient, and so forth. Bright, alert, not confused, and nothing to be confused about. So we sit, we're sitting as this because this is what we are. And if we add a smile, And if the mind starts to get bored with this simplicity, we lift a little bit. And that requires a slightly new point of tension. We smile again and pause. Maybe one oh. Ooh. There are many things that we make time for. And there are many things that we are distracted by. And therefore, a lot of time is used for those distractions. Make time for this. 1 minute, 3 minute, 5 minute or longer. Make time. These simple techniques, which can work because of our training, because of all our years of training, but now they can work, and they can work effortlessly, and they can work easily. So it's imperative, actually, to give these techniques that are so simple and that so quickly calm the mind, open the spaciousness of the mind. Stop the rattling about in our mind. and the chasing of our emotions and gratifications. These techniques that are so simple, the more frequently we do them, and again, because they can be very short and be very effective, we can do them frequently. They are what produce the comfort and the desire to sit for longer, first off. And that has its own set of benefits to self and to others. But these short, simple techniques, because they calm the mind so easily, so effectively, then if when we do them frequently through the day, again, waiting for the kettle to boil, if you can drive with one hand, give it a try. Remember, snap the fingers every once in a while when we know that we're just, we're beside ourselves. Get straight. These things then, they support and engender an ongoing calmness of the mind and an ongoing desire, felt experienced desire for that in our mind. So the chasing, the distractions, the constant motion inside and outside. We see it for the dog chasing its tail that it is. And we start to kind of wonder about this, constant desire to move, to be restless. So, and then we can train that, use it. It will automatically decrease and we'll find ourselves. We can use it. Maybe we'll use it for service. Maybe we'll use it to clean up some of the clutter we've got. And we just keep saying, oh, I got to clean that. Oh, I got to clean that. Oh, I got to clean that. Well, that's a restlessness unto itself. We might find that we actually do some of these things that are beneficial to ourselves, which then means that we are of greater benefit to others. So once again, we smile. We smile with, we can let go. There's something we've said that a project we've said we'd do, but it's been 2 years we've been telling ourselves we're going to do it. And every time we get upset with ourselves, well, maybe it's time to let that project go. Maybe it's time to just be honest with ourselves. Just say, okay, I'll donate whatever it is. I'll throw away whatever it is, or I'll do it today. Yeah, I'll make the time. These kinds of things, you see, that agitate, agitate, agitate. We're in agitation all the time. Human beings. We smile. We take a long, slow, deep breath. And smile again. It's all so simple. It's so straightforward. We smile with that. We smile with how silly our complications are, silly our complexities are. How silly it is that we so frequently make something complicated, and it just doesn't have to be that way. That's our own doing. We smile with it, recognize it for what it is. Gee whiz, put the hand on the heart.
We take a long, so deep breath, breathing with all beings and on Mother Earth, and recognizing that our breath itself comes only from many other beings and only from our Mother Earth. Love you all. Create your day.